This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Twitter reported profits after the bell this afternoon, made just a bit more money than everybody had been guessing, but the growth rate of its user base slowed quite a bit, which perhaps helps explain a story we saw on Bloomberg today. Twitter has made a deal with Google that will make it easier for tweets to show up in Google's search results. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that.
Let's say I type Google Twitter deal into Google, as I did today, just to be meta about it. In the near future, I might see real-time tweets on the topic, along with the collection of news stories and other links that now pop up. For Twitter, that means more people visiting its pages, and the company hopes maybe even signing up.
Twitter is looking for ways to drive user growth.
Analyst Brian Weiser with Pivotal Research says that growth has been sluggish and investors are getting impatient. Twitter wants to extend the reach of its tweets, he says, and
create the conditions for enhanced monetization in the future.
To you and me, that means selling those new Twitter users to advertisers. As for Google, Weiser says,
they want data, first and foremost.
And Twitter's 288 million active users around the world generate a lot of data. Yahoo and Microsoft's Bing already have direct access to all that content. Danny Sullivan is founding editor of the news site Search Engine Land. He says tweets still show up in Google searches, even after its deal with Twitter fell apart in 2011. But without a new deal, Google just can't keep up.
Without that access to the fire hose directly, it's literally like Google's trying to lean in on the side and take a drink, and you just can't do it.
So how about Google users? What's in it for you? Sullivan says Twitter is especially good on breaking news. The traditional sources Google relies on may be several minutes behind. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.